This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, I'm sorry.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right. We got a very interesting night in front of us. What we've got right here is the director of the Abolitionist One Night Theater event that's coming up Monday. We've got Memes Across America. We've got Andrea Tanteros, who's going to be with us in the Ladies Lounge tonight. Friends, it's a big night at Radio Night Live. So thank you for being here, and thanks for hanging out with us. We've got so much to get to. And look at that! Number 300! We're having a party tonight because in Omaha, Nebraska, 94.5 FM and AM 1420 become our number 299th and 300th affiliates in the top 300 markets in America. And I just got to tell you, I couldn't be happier. Thank you to everybody that has helped make that happen. John Butler over at Salem Media Group, John Harmon at GCN, all the good people at, of course, The Answer Omaha, as it is well known there in the local area, The Answer Omaha, now the home of Radio Night Live on Saturday nights. And tonight is Thank You Omaha Party Night. So listen, here's what I'm going to do. Every single person that that gets on air or sends me an email from Omaha tonight, we've got a gift for you. Every single person that calls or writes tonight from Omaha, we've got a free gift for you. Here's the email address that you send your email address to. It's kmcradio@gmail.com, kmcradio@gmail.com. But we've got a free gift for every caller and every emailer from Omaha tonight listening on 94.5 and AM 1420, The Answer Omaha. And a big thanks to the Omaha crowd for welcoming us in. Affiliates 299 and 300 in the universe of Radio Night Live. Now, if you're just brand new to the show, you may say, Kev, what is this? Well, Kevin McCullough is my name. I do talk radio through the week based out of New York City, which is where we come to you from. Grateful for great affiliates all across the country, but not just in traditional radio world. We have a ton of radio affiliates, 300 of them, but we're also in 44 million television households through a network called Biz TV. And the vast majority of those homes are over-the-air television stations that still operate. I know you probably think that doesn't even happen anymore. No, it does. And actually, we're really grateful to be able to be in your home tonight. So thank you for letting us in. And then there's this whole thing called the interwebs. Have you heard about the interwebs? They're going to be big someday. If somebody keeps at it, I think they're going to figure out how to take these nets and interwebs and make them something. But we broadcast our television and radio feed at TheBingeThinker.com. You can find me on Facebook.com, Twitter.com. You can find all of that at our webpage, TheBingeThinker.com. But tonight, for the first time ever, on Facebook, through the handy little app that you get if you're a verified person, I've now been verified. Now I can live because I've been verified that I am myself. Once you're verified, they have this thing called Facebook Mentions that give you the opportunity to do a live webcast from your phone or a portable device. And so while the television show is going on and while the radio stuff is happening, simultaneously on the Facebook page, we will be having conversations during the commercial breaks, and at times you'll get to see stuff behind the scenes that even the television audience isn't going to have access to. So if you want to join that, go to my Facebook page, And then just join the broadcast. And you can comment in the comment section. It pops up on a screen that's right in front of me. Friends, we got so much going on tonight. It's not even silly. I mean, it's gotten ridiculous is what it is. But we're really grateful to have you here. And I just want to say thank you again to Omaha, Nebraska. 94.5 AM 1420. The entire metro area of Omaha, Nebraska. I think it's what, Market 72, I think? I got to look that up in the break. But they're welcoming us in. It's a big news talk station, and we're so grateful to now be able to have a little fun with you on Saturday nights. Now, we talk about actual news stuff. I mean, we get down and dirty. Like this week, the president trying to executive order his way to have, you know, men go into girls' bathrooms. Like, who tells him this is a good idea? Who turns around and says, Mr. President, there's just not enough men in women's rooms? Like, for some reason, we're missing out on a huge opportunity. We need more men to go to the ladies' room than we've ever had before. Now, see, I think he was mad at North Carolina for them kind of like ignoring like his overly wise advice that he esteems himself as to have. They didn't listen to that. And then he sent his attack dog, Attorney General Loretta Lynch, out there. And when she didn't get her way, she sued him. In fact, check out the memes across America this week. We've got a meme with Dr. Lynch. Is she a doctor? I think she is. Anyway, and she actually missed something rather big on the issue of the issue of North Carolina, because she was so busy launching a lawsuit against the state of North Carolina this last week that it turned out she said that she's not going to seek the death penalty for the mastermind of the Benghazi attacks. So she's too busy suing North Carolina to make sure men get into the girls' bathrooms there, to insist that that happens, that she can't seek the death penalty for the mastermind of the Benghazi attacks. Just an utterly ridiculous reality, friends. And when you think about it, how can we put up with that? How can we live with that? It's backwards. It's dumb. Enough of this. We've got to change the path that this country's on. So then even after her lawsuit, the administration was very much still being disregarded in most every, because North Carolina said, okay, whatever, we'll see you in court. So then the president comes out, and he issues an executive order Thursday night, and says that every public school in the country, every single public school in the country, will be required to allow boys into the girls' rooms, and not just bathrooms, friends. Everybody has talked about this like it's some sort of, the gender dysphoria among us. I have compassion for that. My issue about this is it has almost nothing to do with the transgendered people. The people that have gender dysphoria, I think because these guidelines are written so broadly, I just think it's just a horny male teenager's wet dream, literally. To go, oh, I can just say, hey, light bulb goes off. Oh, I just say that. That's all I got to say. Okay, yeah, I'm feeling like a girl today. Can I go in the locker room now? And according to the guidelines, because see, here's how it goes down. We in New York State, we know about this. Mayor de Blasio has already cursed the New York public schools with this reality. But in the de Blasio legislation, they said you have to at least declare an intent to transgender. So the student has to say, or the teacher, or whoever is going in to say, well, you know, I'm anatomically male, but I intend to be a woman at some point in time. So you have to declare an intent. In the president's shove down your throat executive order, none of that. The boy shows up and says, I feel pretty, oh so pretty. I feel pretty and witty and wise. They got to let him in. And there's nothing that the school can do to stop it. So here's what you got. You got the president then saying, and if you don't do it, and if you don't do it, we're going to take away the federal funding from the public schools. Now, what are the feds funding in the public schools? What are they funding in the public schools? Do you know what they're funding in the public schools? They are funding the hot breakfast and lunch programs. It's the Head Start stuff. And who needs that? The poor kids. So let me understand this, Obama. Let me try to get my head wrapped around this. You're going to starve poor kids of breakfast and lunch so that guys can go into the girls' locker room. Okay. As long as we're clear in exactly what he's doing, I guess there's nothing else we can do about it. Anyway, two amazing things happened. Two lieutenant governors, one from North Carolina, one from Texas. They both came out and said, whatever, keep your money. The parents in our districts aren't going to go for this. The students aren't going to go for this. And we don't think it's morally right. So keep your money, Obama. Choke on it. Like, force feed it to yourself until you're sick and you barf it all back up, because we're not doing this in our states. So good for them. For the lieutenant governor of North Carolina, the lieutenant governor of Texas. And I think that we're going to see a bunch more coming down the pike. All right, so thank you for being here. We are off and running. It is number 300 affiliate night. We are celebrating Omaha, Nebraska tonight. And again, if you're listening to 94.5 or AM 1420, The Answer Omaha, send us an email, kmcradio@gmail.com. Or from our website, thebingethinker.com, and we got a free gift for everybody that reaches out tonight. Everybody, we've got a gift for you. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live, coast to coast, on great radio stations and Biz TV. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells, because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, sick. Try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
All the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
So glad you're with us live from New York. It's Radio Night Live. And again, tonight we're celebrating Omaha. Omaha, our 300th affiliate. Two of them, 299 and 300, coming into the fold tonight. The Answer, Omaha, 94.5 FM and AM 1420. Couldn't be happier than to be with The Answer, Omaha, tonight. And again, anybody that is in Omaha listening tonight, we've got a free gift for you if you call us and make it on the air, or if you send me an email, kmcradio at gmail.com, kmcradio at gmail.com. We've got a little, just a little thank you gift for making us feel welcome tonight. Big, massive props to the team at The Answer Omaha. I know that they're going to make a big difference in that community, giving you great shows every single day. Got a lot of my friends that are on this station all week long, and we're just honored to be with them tonight. All right, so here's what we're talking about right out of the chute. The president decided that it's worth starving school-aged kids, the poorest of the poor, to make sure that 14-year-old boys get to go shower with 14-year-old girls and nobody question it in the public schools. And if you don't let them do that in the public schools, he's going to take the breakfast money away for the hot breakfast and the hot lunch program. 888-340-3373. Aren't you happy? Aren't you thankful that this is really the pride of what we can expect from our government? I was thinking about this as I was contemplating the impact of it, and I was trying to say, you know, okay, is there just nothing else going on in his world right now? I mean, how's ISIS doing? Do we have full economic recovery? Oh, yeah, but growth is only at 2% and never hit 5% in his 8 years, and he'll be the only president in the history of the country to have that occur. In the last week, you had the president formally denounce the Target or the protest against Target. You had Loretta Lynch decide that she was going to sue the state of North Carolina as the head of the Department of Justice to force the allowance of boys into girls' areas there. And now you had the president come out with this executive guidance, as it was put in the wording. This guidance is Mr. Ernest, the press nerd for the administration in the press room. He comes out and he goes, we just think that these schools will want to do the right thing. By the way, the lieutenant governor for the state of Texas gave a remarkable response to this. And he said, you know what? First of all, we're dealing with a set of the population, the truly gender dysphoric people that have struggles with understanding who they are and as it relates dissonantly with what they think and what their anatomy is. Those people are 0.3% of the entire population. Now, because they're small doesn't mean they're not important. He said, but we've already empowered our school districts to handle this. There are single-server bathrooms that they can change in. In some schools, they allow them to use the private service faculty bathrooms and changing rooms if they need that. In other words, there's a lot of discretion at the local level for them to make accommodation to help a child that's in that scenario. But to say to the school district, we're going to require you to do this and to insist upon it being allowed to be done, that a boy without any intention, without any verification, with no medical note from a doctor, with no parents' involvement at all. In fact, the Obama plan actually insists that if the child wants to express an interest in this, they can confide in the school district, and the school district will keep it confidential from the parents. I seem to remember school districts that operated this way. In a little country called the Soviet Union, where the wedge there was to try to separate the young minds that were coming up into the culture and the society from any authority that their parents had for them. And once they had them separated, then you could brainwash them to do whatever they wanted to. But holy cow, is this really where we're at? So what's your response to this? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. All three phone lines open and interested in chatting with you tonight, 888-340-3373. And we've got limited time to get this conversation in because coming up on the broadcast, Chet Thomas will be with us. He is one of the directors of an amazing event that's going to take place Monday night that you need to know about coast to coast. It's a Fathom event, and it's called The Abolitionists. And it actually tracks, get this, considering what we are talking about here in the United States this week, it actually tracks a degree of the sex trafficking that's going on with young people around the world, and it tries to address it and do something about it by going undercover with a former CIA guy that has made this his passion. Chet Thomas is a former production and director person with films you may know, like Schindler's List, Saving Private Ryan, some others that you may be aware of. When we get into that discussion with him, his resume will become clear. But a very high level of artistic ability and industry credibility being given to this. And as that is taking place on Monday night, I want you to know about it. So Chet's going to join us. Then at the top of the next hour, in the ladies' lounge tonight, she is on Fox News Monday through Friday on the Outnumbered show. She is a rising star at the Fox News Channel. She has written her first book called Tied Up in Knots, How Getting What We Wanted Made Women Miserable. Andrea Tantaros will be with us before we're done as well. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. So those of you watching and listening tonight, this is what I want to know, and we got limited time to get this conversation going. 888-340-3373. Do you believe that the president has the right to starve the poorest school children in the districts just to insist on his agenda going forward in this way? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. What are your thoughts about that? That a president would use the power of his office, the totality of who he is, to fashion a plan and a policy and an intent to literally bully the school districts across the nation. Because he's basically said there is no acceptance. I want every school in the country to do this. Now, like I said, there's been two lieutenant governors that have been rather brave about it, rather bold. They stood up and said, no, keep your money. If you're going to take money away from us, we'll figure out a way to feed our kids and we'll take care of it. But does it say something to you that a president is going to this extreme, is going to this length to press a point that is so out of the mainstream? I don't know where everybody stands on a lot of issues. I have yet to really run across a single person in the last week that's gone, hey, this is a great idea. Hey, let's do this. This is a fantastic idea. Your thoughts on that? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Coming up yet, Chet Thomas will be with us, also Andrea Tantaros. It's a very busy night at Radio Night Live, and we're so glad you're with us on this Saturday evening. So keep it right there, wherever there may be. And if you are part of The Answer Omaha stations tonight, 94.5 FM or AM 1420. We are glad that you're with us especially. And we've got a little gift for you if you just drop us an email at kmcradio@gmail.com or give us a call at 888-340-3373. Kevin?
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, it's Kevin McCullough. We are live from New York. It's Radio Night Live, and it's the big number 300 tonight, our 300th affiliate joining the family of Radio Night Livers, and we're so grateful that you're here with us. If you're listening in Omaha, Nebraska tonight, just a big shout-out to 94.5 FM and AM 1420, The Answer Omaha, the name of that station, and we couldn't be happier than to be joining you and the Salem family there in the heartland. Kevin McCullough, thankful to have you with us also on the video chat tonight. If you go to my Facebook page, you will see that we've got a live stream going where you see a profile of me, but then during the commercial breaks, you get to hear stuff that's going on behind the scenes. See, the television network, the radio network, they got to go to commercials. If you're watching via the Facebook feed, then you get to peek behind the scenes and talk with me in between the breaks, too. So that's a lot of fun. And just for what it's worth, my high school principal is in there tonight. Be nice. If don't ask her stuff that she shouldn't be answering. Just be nice. All right, let's go to the phones. 888-340-3373. Line 1, Omar calling from Atlanta, watching on Biz TV. Hello, Omar.
Hey.
Omar, are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. What's your thought?
Okay, so you say, what was the question again? I'm kind of conflicted, but she kind of had me on hold for a long time. Okay, what's the question about the homeless situation? And
it wasn't about the homeless. It was about letting boys into the girls' locker rooms in schools. The president wants to let all the boys into the girls' locker rooms.
I was watching you on TV. I'm sorry, but it was, you say, oh, my God, that is crazy. Don't do that.
Yeah.
You're going to have so many kids. It's going to be too many kids. We're having kids. I mean, they might as well have one of those changing stations inside the schools after that.
Okay,
what
Omar.
Yeah,
I don't think it's a good idea. I'm against it. I'm definitively against it. Thank you for the call. Let's go to line 2. Walt is in Pennsylvania. Hello, Walt.
Hi, Kevin.
Hey.
Hey, I don't think it's any coincidence that this is being done during an election year. I think this is all an attempt by Obama and the Democrats to divert attention from the more real substantive issues that we face in this country.
Well, I think somebody asked me this week, they said, Kev, do you think that they did this week for something? And I said, well, what else was in the news this week? You know, Hillary's emails, you know, they found a whole bunch more she didn't turn over. And some of them had that sensitive stuff in them. I mean, there's a whole host of things that I think this may be trying to run cover for. The good thing about that, Walt, though, is this. You've got people like me. You've got people that are in the media now that have the ability to multitask. And so while we can thoroughly call this out as stupid and ridiculous and wage the fight against it, we can keep that other eyeball on what's going on over on the side as well. And we're going to I promise you, Walt, we're going to do that.
Well, thank goodness for you, Kevin. Thank goodness for you and the Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and all the rest of the people like you. I just wish there were more people in New York State like you.
Well, I appreciate that, Walt. Thanks for the call. Let's go to line 3. Henry is in Augusta, Georgia, and I'm guessing watching on Biz TV, though we have a radio affiliate in Augusta as well. Hi, Henry.
Oh, hello. I was listening to your broadcast.
Yeah.
And the person in the White House has the authority to do the issue whatever executive orders he wants. And then the people at the state level can disagree and then go to the court and attack the executive order.
Right, which is what they're doing.
But the time is on his side, on the side of the executive branch, you see, because they'll bankrupt you in all the fighting. There's no go to the Supreme Court, and you don't have Scalia there anymore. So you're not going to get any support there. So the whole thing is kind of, I don't know what to do. See, we had one thing down here, like they had somebody opened up a shop with sex toys. I don't know what they are. It's like sex toys or something.
Okay.
The people didn't want this government here didn't want sex toys. Everybody told them to stay away from that stupidity. Let them have their sex toys. I don't know what it is. You squeeze some.
Okay, Henry. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. See ya. I think Henry's a little obsessed with the whole sex toys. Just my take on it. Line 1, Ark in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Hi, Ark. We're short on time. What's your thought?
Well, I completely agree with your assessment that it's very dangerous to be in allowing men and boys into changing rooms, to completely aside from bathrooms. And it is a total abuse by Obama from withholding funds. And that's actually a very valid point, that the primary victims of this...
Yeah, it's going to be the poor, who he has preached for the whole time. Yep. Thank you, Art. Appreciate
it. Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system may have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. It's 300 night tonight. That's what it is. We've got, we've actually got our 299th and 300th affiliate joining us tonight from Omaha, Nebraska, 94.5 FM and AM 1420, The Answer Omaha. Couldn't be happier than to have them with us. And for those of you that are checking out the Facebook behind-the-scenes webcam chat room, too, that's a lot of fun. Thank you for those of you that are participating there. Something insane, like 39,000 people have already been reached through that tonight. Just crazy. You know, those interwebs, they may catch on one day if they keep at it. They may figure out how to make something of it anyway. Hey, coming up Monday, there's this very important event going down. It is called The Abolitionist. It's a one-night-only Fathom event in movie theaters across the country. And I am honored to have my next guest because he is one that has worked long and hard to help bring this story to the big screen. His name is Chet Thomas. He worked on films like Saving Private Ryan, Meet the Parents, and Schindler's List. And he now joins us from his home in Southern California tonight. And Chet, we're glad to have you with us at the Kevin McCullough microphone.
Thank you, Kevin, for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
When the idea of the film, The Abolitionists, came across your desk, what went through your head?
Well, it was interesting because we weren't going in that direction at all with Tim Ballard. We had approached him to be a historical consultant on a separate film, a narrative feature. We didn't know he was a special agent with the government. So when we found that out, it was a little startling to know, wait a second, who are you and what are you doing?
Well, and I think you may have caught my audience by exactly that same surprise. So Tim Ballard is the featured personality in the film.
Yes, yes. And so and we found out he was a special agent after we brought him on a film as a historical consultant. And he started telling us these stories. And once we that is existing out there, we just said, there's, you know, Fletch and I, who co-directed the film, we said, we've got to do something. I mean, all I know how to do is make movies, but we need to do something to build an awareness. And that's what really sort of started our.
Well, and movies are, for all intents and purposes, the ultimate art form in the modern world and how we live and what we kind of view the grid of life through in this day and age. In different eras, it was much clunkier mediums, but now there's sound and film, audio, visual, color, light, you know, story. These all work together. So, when you decided, first of all, what's the concept of the film? Is it a straight documentary? Is it partially dramatized? How'd you go about producing it?
You know, it's a straight documentary, but I'm not a documentarist, so we sort of took a different approach. The film has a completely unique feel to it, even though it's a documentary and it's nothing is, you know, recreated. But we, you know, Fletch and I, we decided, well, we're gonna break all the rules of the documentary world, and we want to make it feel like, you know, a narrative film that has drama. And I think we succeeded. It's everybody that sees the film comes out of it saying, man, there were times that I thought, you know, I forgot it was a documentary. And we've even been accused of, oh yeah, right, this is real footage, you know, in quotes, and everything in the film is absolutely real. And we just decided, hey, if we don't get it, it's not a part of the story. And so we didn't set out to do any, you know, pretty interviews with, you know, the expert with, you know, great lighting. It's just on the streets. What happened?
Raw.
We made a story. It's raw.
It's coming up May 16th. It's a one-night event. It's a Fathom event. And, friends, if you've been a part of these in the past, you know the power of catching it on that single night that it's out and helping spread the word. What's the subject matter for people that haven't heard anything about The Abolitionists?
Well, the subject matter is about sex trafficking of children. And the rescue of those children. And we follow Tim Ballard. You know, Tim left Homeland Security as a special agent and started an organization called Operation Underground Railroad. And he put a team together of highly specialized individuals, former Green Beret, former Navy SEAL, former CIA, and took, you know, the contacts that he had from the government and uses those to rescue children that they get, you know, intel on that are being trafficked.
What was the most shocking thing about his stories and his experiences for you personally? I mean, I don't know anything about you. Are you a family man? Do you have kids? Is this something that just haunted you, kept you awake at night? I mean, what was the impact to Chet Thomas?
Well, I am a family man. I have four kids, wife and four kids, and love them dearly. And I guess that was my downfall, because when Tim started to share these stories of, you know, these children specific, I immediately, you know, imagine my kids. If he was talking about a 9-year-old, I imagine my daughter, who's 9 years old. And really, I couldn't hear it and not do something about it. I couldn't, you know, once I had heard what was going on, the weight was on my shoulders to do something in this world to stop it. And that's really been our passion and our goal with the film, you know, make it in such a way that everybody can see it, right? So they don't feel like, oh, I don't want to go see this movie because I'm going to get drugged through the mud. Well, we didn't do that. I mean, it's PG-13. It's a tough subject. But we want people to see it and be inspired to do something. We want them to feel that, you know, that weight on our shoulders that I felt when I first heard those stories about this, you know, this child trafficking, that it actually exists, and it's even in our backyard.
What was the biggest challenge to making this movie?
Boy, the biggest challenge was actually getting the footage, which is a huge part of the making the film, because we go undercover. We are in the houses of these traffickers and talking to them and meeting, you know, the girls that they're going to provide or that they're trafficking. And so the challenge was actually getting that footage. And so, you know, we put cameras on some of the security guys that are, you know, the former Navy SEALs, and their focus was security, not...
Chet, I can't even begin to believe how tough that must have been. We're speaking with Chet Thomas of the Abolitionists. He's the co-director, and some of his body of work included Saving Private Ryan and Meet the Parents and Schindler's List in his background. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us on Radio Night Live. It is a one-night event, one night only, Monday night, May 16th, Fathom event at theaters across the country, and I encourage you to check it out. TheAbolitionistsMovie.com. More with Chet.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Clair River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa
Alpha is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We're very excited. It is number 300 night tonight because we have added our 299th and our 300th affiliate to Radio Night Live. And a big thank you to those of you that listening to us tonight on 94.5 FM and 1420 AM, The Answer Omaha, the name of that cluster of stations, part of the Salem Media Group. And we couldn't be happier than to have them tagging along for the first time tonight. Every Saturday night we get together. We've got music from the Hot Sardines, et cetera, and really, really good guests who I'm honored to be speaking with now. Chet Thomas is with us. He's from The Abolitionist, which is a movie that deals with a subject matter that is just heart-wrenching. I remember the first time I came into contact with sex trafficking and the reality of it and just how much it truly, truly bothered me. Speaking with one of the directors of the film, Chet Thomas, and his partner Darren Fletcher co-directed the project. How do you have co-directors on a film, by the way? I always thought the director was the guy who called the shots. you guys have a way of working it out?
Yeah, I mean, Fletch and I, we have worked together for the past 15 years, and we sort of get a rhythm. On a narrative film, you know, Fletch really, I focus a lot with the actors, and he focuses a lot with the visuals, and we sort of cross pollinate that a little bit, but we're really sort of a fluid team when it comes to directing together. Yeah,
that's impressive. Well, Tim Ballard, former CIA agent and CEO of Operation Underground Railroad, is the kind of focus. I would say star, but it seems like a very shallow term to put into this context. But it's seen through his eyes and kind of his operations that they have captured here. And friends, it's May 16th. It's a one night only event. So please get online, get your theater, get your tickets, and then go see it. There's one other thing I want to help people do as well. I noticed that on the website, theabolitionistsmovie.com, that you've got a number of memes that people can download and put on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. And friends, if you're a social media, animal, I want you to do that. I want you to grab some of these because some of them are very well written and they will cause people to at least be forced to address the issue in their own mind. And then they can also decide to come see the movie. But, Chet, it's so good to have you with us. I appreciate you taking the time, and I'm just wishing you every bit of blessing and good thing for this film, because it's one thing to see a lot of the garbage that comes out of Hollywood, and you've been a big part of some of the very best things that have come out of Hollywood. I mean, Saving Private Ryan and Amistad, and I mean, these are some really, really very significant films. But there is a lot of junk that comes out, and so when you use the medium to impact the world for the good, I'm just so grateful for that. Keep fighting a good fight in that way, and thanks for spending time with us.
Well, thank you for having me, and thank you for doing what you're doing. It's that exactly what we need everyone doing around the country. You know, sharing it socially, having us on the radio. I mean, you're doing your part. I appreciate it.
Yep, no problem. And that's what it's part of why we are here at Radio Night Live every Saturday night. Chet Thomas of The Abolitionists. Again, if you want more information, check it out. It's TheAbolitionistsMovie.com. TheAbolitionistsMovie.com. And you can get theaters near you in nearly every market across the country. So do that. Now, coming up, hour two in the Ladies Lounge, Andrea Tantaros of
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Wait for a while.